Drug overdoses are up dramatically across the country, and so is the demand for drug treatment. In Maine, police are alarmed over how many overdose cases seem to be linked to drug treatment programs. From Maine Public Radio, Susan Chisholm reports that the culprit is the heroin substitute methadone.
Over the past 6 months, Portland, Maine has had more than 170 drug overdoses, 18 of them fatal. That's as many deaths in this small seaside city as occurred during all of last year. Overdoses are on the rise in the rest of the state as well. According to the state medical examiner's office, opiates like heroin and the widely abused prescription painkiller OxyContin are among the primary culprits. But increasingly, so is methadone.
People sell it because they want to buy drugs. People sell it so they can pay the expensive price to come here.
20-year-old Bethany Edwards is a heroin addict who has been enrolled at a South Portland methadone treatment clinic for the past 18 months. Methadone is well regarded in the treatment community, and although it's worked well for her, Edwards says too many other addicts are distributing and abusing the drug, which sells for about $30 a vial on the street.
All my family does it if they could get it. I mean, I know a lot of people, friends, family, that abuse it. They take their methadone, they take drugs to intensify it, to make it better, to get higher.
Portland police and rescue personnel are especially concerned about the number of teenagers who are experimenting with methadone. Recently, paramedic John Cuistra and his partner encountered a 15-year-old girl who overdosed on the synthetic drug after it was passed around at a party.
She ended up back over at a friend's house, and the friend's mother woke up early, sort of heard some unusual noises coming from the bedroom where this girl was sleeping, and found her blue and barely breathing.
For the opiate addict who uses it as prescribed, methadone is a stabilizing, long-lasting drug that doesn't include a high. But for the uninitiated user, methadone can be dangerous and even deadly in small doses. Portland Police Chief Mike Chitwood says the challenge for police and regulators is to stem the tide of overdoses and to cut off the supply of drugs.
I think you have to look at the significant increase in the heroin problem first, because more often than not, somebody that's going to go on methadone is right now either abusing OxyContin or heroin, based on what we see from the law enforcement community.
Discovery House in South Portland is one of two for-profit methadone treatment centers providing help to an exploding addict population that has tripled in the past 8 years. Most patients of the clinics are administered their doses on the premises, but some, those who have been in the program for a while, remain drug-free and maintain a steady family and employment history, have been allowed to bring up to a month's supply of methadone home. Dr. Joseph Pye is the medical director at Discovery House, where the dispensing of methadone is regulated by both the state and federal government.
Most people take-home doses are very appropriate for them. But you can't totally police everyone, even with the computers that we use. So it's going to be on the street. So if it's on the street, it's going to be used one way or another with addicts.
Oversight of methadone maintenance was shifted last year to the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Regulators say the underlying philosophy is to treat opiate addiction as a brain disease and move it into mainstream medicine by making treatment more accessible and more accountable. Included in the changes was a more generous take-home policy to put methadone on par with other prescription drugs.
We've heard reports of other communities where there has been a problem with abusing methadone.
Robert Lubrin is a spokesman for the Substance Abuse Treatment and Mental Health Services Administration.
The difficulty, of course, is in knowing what the source of that methadone is, because there are a number of people who take methadone as a prescribed medication for chronic pain. So we don't really have good data on where those cases are obtaining methadone.
Police say the kind of methadone they're finding is in liquid form, like that dispensed in Portland area clinics to treat addiction. And while there may not be enough information to determine whether the recent rule changes are in part responsible for Portland's problem, Roy McKinney of the Maine Drug Enforcement Agency says that ought to be considered.
Certainly when you're having this number of overdose deaths and where there's a link of methadone, and in a number of the cases where we're actually seizing stockpiles of take-home, they need to be reviewed, those regulations.
State officials say both Portland area clinics are doing nothing improper in their treatment of opiate addicts, but both have voluntarily agreed to restrict take-home privileges. Since then, clinic operators say there's been a dramatic increase in the number of addicts who are missing doses, failing to show up for counseling, and dropping out of the clinics altogether.
Inappropriate restriction of take-home results in treatment failure.
Dr. Mark Schinderman is the operator of the CAP Quality Care Methadone Clinic in Westbrook, Maine. He's worried that any further crackdown on methadone maintenance will jeopardize the recovery of hundreds of patients who might otherwise commit crimes, contract HIV, or overdose on a vast array of other drugs that are firmly entrenched in the addict culture.
The chances of a patient in a methadone program dying versus the chances of someone who is abusing opiates and not dying is basically 400% less. The risk is not being in methadone treatment. The risk is in not being able to access it.
Toxicology results are pending on more than three dozen suspected drug overdose cases statewide. Of the 28 completed so far this year, six have involved methadone. No matter what the final outcome, Schinderman says the identity of the real killer is addiction. And the victims, he says, are those who should be in treatment and are not. For NPR News, I'm Susan Chisholm in Portland, Maine.